From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Francois Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups who are in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Putin said that Russia is open to greater cooperation with France and the U.S. in picking militant targets. British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants, saying it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell reporting.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 in an attack Thursday. Happened in a village in Niger's southern border area of Diffa. United Nations has put at 50 the number of attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, dozens of them in the Diffa region. The Global Terrorism Index issued last week said that Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Deaths attributed to the group in 2014 increased by 317% to 6,644. Islamic State, affiliated with Boko Haram, has 6,073. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands came out for an open-air mass on Thursday, led by Pope Francis. Happened at the University of Nairobi in Kenya. VOA's Jill Craig has details.
Despite gray skies and heavy showers, Kenyans turned out in force to the University of Nairobi sports grounds Thursday morning. In his homily, Pope Francis extolled family values, saying that Kenyan society has long been based on a deep respect for the wisdom of the elderly and love for children. The Pope said, for their sake and for the good of society, our faith in God's word calls us to support families in their mission in society, to accept children as a blessing for our world, and to defend the dignity of each man and woman. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Belgium has lowered the terror alert in the capital 5 days after raising it to the highest possible level. Prime Minister Charles Michel says Brussels will remain on high alert and soldiers will continue to patrol the streets in and around the capital. Security measures were initially taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out more terrorist attacks like the one the Islamic State carried out in Paris on November the 13th. Belgian authorities have been pursuing a Brussels man suspected of participating in the Paris violence and possible accomplices as well. So far, police have arrested 5 people on terrorism charges. The U.S.-based monitoring organization SITE Intelligence Group says the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on worshippers at a Shiite mosque in northern Bangladesh that killed 1 and wounded 3 others. Unidentified gunmen opened fire on worshippers inside the mosque in Bangladesh's Bogra district Thursday night. The shooting, which took place 200 kilometers northwest of Dhaka, is the second such attack on the Muslim-majority country's small Shiite community after a bomb attack hit a Shiite religious procession last month, killing 2. Two Koreas agreed on Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. Unification Ministry spokesman says the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December the 11th at the Kaesong Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began on Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village Panmunjom. Major issues between the nations include reunions for the surviving members of families who were separated decades ago by the division of the Korean Peninsula. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.